For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jet fans are very lazy when they evaluate their team. So they kept saying, we have a great talent, so much talent, blah, 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 so much talent. First of all, Tyron Smith is 37 years old, whatever he is. Their wide receiver room is Garrett Wilson. That's it.
Mike Williams was barely on the field.
I'm saying it's Garrett Wilson.
For now, that's the only established one because Williams is still on a pitch count. And I'd like to see Malachi Corley, but he barely played yesterday.
He's not going to be a star for this team. I'm just telling you.
But he doesn't need to be.
If you're talking about how much talent this team has, and that's all Jet fans wanted to talk about, you better be a star. I'm not saying like a superstar, but you better be a star. Mike Williams is not going to be a superstar
this year. I agree with
that. Okay. Xavier Gibson is not going to be a superstar this year. Alan Lazard is not going to be a superstar this year. It is Garrett Wilson. Your running back room is Breece Hall. He could be a superstar. Your offensive line is an old Tyron Smith. I don't know what John Simpson looks like. AVT looked terrible yesterday. Terrible. On that third and one that you're talking about, beat immediately across his face so that the fullback or tight end, whoever it was, now has to block his guy. The scraping linebacker hits Breece Hall in the backfield. It's just like he was bad. He was bad in pass protection, gave up four or so pressures yesterday. And Morgan Moses is I can't really evaluate him. So where is the stud best offense in football? It's just not there. You have a great quarterback, and we saw it for a drive, but that's not making you one of the best rosters in football. And then you look at the defensive side of the ball. Jermaine Johnson hasn't proven it yet. Kinlaw was terrible. Quinnen Williams, he's obviously a stud, but what can you do when you're just one guy in the middle? Clemens, he looked bad. Quincy Williams, I really like. C.J. Mosley, he was banged up. Sauce Gardner got hurt. And then your secondary was sketchy.
Oh, my. You just described the Jets as they're like a five-win team.
I'm not.
I'm
just telling you that people who were lazy wanted to say this roster looks great. Maybe because you know every name. It sounds great, but it's not that. You got to prove it to be great.
100%. They've got to prove it.
You got to do it consistently to be called a great top of the world roster. You know who has a great top of the world roster? The San Francisco 49ers.
I agree.
Every player, every one of those dudes, they're dogs.
But you know what? They're sort of irrelevant in the whole grand scheme of things. What you just did to the Jets, do it to the Buffalo Bills.
I 100%.
Is that not fair?
100% I can do it to the Buffalo Bills.
And that's all that matters. Like, the Niners were a litmus test, but until we are lucky enough, and damn right I mean lucky enough, to be sitting here in February talking about a fictitious event I can only pray the Jets would be involved in, the Niner talent versus the Jet talent, sort of irrelevant from here on out.
Of course
you're right that the Jets have flaws.
But people wanted to put them in the same category.
No, and that was never fair.
A lot of hosts on this station wanted to do that. But I'm just telling you, this is what I heard. And now, if you don't watch it and you don't know, the names sound good. They really do. You got two first-rounders playing DN for you. You still got to prove it.
Well, yeah. You could be a first-rounder. Will McDonald's a first-rounder. Will McDonald is approaching. He's not there yet. I want to be fresh. I want to be calm. He's approaching bus territory. But I do think that when you have, here's where I would disagree the way you framed it, though it was very well done. Like, you should be working for either of the candidates tonight because that was framed very well to make your point. When you have
I would abstain respectfully.
When you have a number one receiver, and I don't mean a number one receiver, but like a number one receiver.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. Okay.
Great.
And you have.
Even though I didn't like his sleeves yesterday.
Don't like, nitpick, my man.
I was like, what's going on with this style?
And you have a running back who did not have a great day yesterday. All right. And there's other things Breece Hall did, which we'll get into later. I didn't like something he said after the game that bothered me. But Breece Hall is a top 3, 4, 5 running back in the NFL.
Agreed. He's proven it.
Thank you. When you have that kind of top-level talent, no, you're not going to have Pro Bowlers everywhere else. Mike Williams, to your point, doesn't need to be a star. Malachi doesn't need to be a star. Xavier Gibb, they need to be good. They need to be more relevant than they were yesterday. Absolutely. Braylon Allen doesn't need to be a star. But I think the talent on this offense is a lot better than the way you laid it out. Because you laid it out, I think it was a little unfair.
Was it?
As, a little bit, not overly, because you weren't like, you weren't lying. It was just.
Tyron Smith was good yesterday?
I thought the offensive line was average yesterday.
Pittman was good. Tippmann was good yesterday?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't rate each guy individually.
Okay.
I'd be lying to you. I'm not going to do that because I'd be wrong.
I can. When I see him pushed off the ball and.
But did you think overall the line was bad last night?
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Because they couldn't open up holes for Breece, you mean?
Well, no, you just go back
and watch. Protecting Rodgers.
They're just getting beat. No, there was not the pressure. There was only five pressures on Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying.
And only one sack.
I guess that's where my brain told me it wasn't that bad.
You just go watch the run game.
Well, that was the problem.
They're beat at the line of scrimmage. Now, maybe that's just because the San Francisco 49ers have a great defensive front. And they're just good players all over. But the Jets didn't look great yesterday, offensive line-wise. And that's what people wanted to talk about. And I wanted to talk about it.
Sure.
I thought AVT would be great. Now, he missed all of last season.
That's the one,
so
like, saving grace with
it. Like, it's kind of like Daniel Jones. I mean, can I really evaluate you off of one game?
Now I feel even more sick.
No, it's not even that. Forget what their ceilings are. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about their level of whatever their individual ceilings are. Neither one of them hit it.
Right.
They weren't even close to it.
And you know what? You said something earlier. I said something. You said something about, we had a caller saying, how can this Jet defensive line get better when you look at all the talent? And I said, well, you're going to play worse teams. Well, that's how the offensive line can improve, too.
Right.
Because when you're playing the Tennessee Titans,
right,
instead of the San Francisco 49ers, those performances that didn't open up any holes for Breece Hall, and you described it, that should be a lot better,
yep,
against an inferior team. And it also should be better with the more experience of playing together.
I agree. But again, it felt like a preseason game.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.